Welcome to the Daily Review. This is Fred Razak, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. And today is April 16, 2024, and today is Tuesday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, the U.S. markets continue to slide as we're entering corporate earnings season. Now, first, looking at today's major economic events. So we start out the day 2:30 South African time. Out of Canada, core price index CPI number coming out. Now then, at 7:15 South African time, out of Great Britain, we have Bank of England, Governor Bailey will be speaking, and simultaneously from the United States, Fed Chairman Powell will be speaking. Now, looking at the various markets, starting out with the Forex symbols, the US dollar continues to advance versus the major pairs. And as we look at the indices, both the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ slide lower. Now, looking at commodities, gold rebounds while oil remaining unchanged. And when we looked at the stocks, the tech stocks now get the hit. The rotation continues. Tesla tanks. And lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin trades lower. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. First, with the Euro USD, you can see we're sliding even lower than that 107.50-ish level. And then we're hitting 106.05. Now, if it breaches this, surely we could touch about 105. That's the next real supportish level. If we look at a weekly chart, this is where it's at. I mean, this is all trading in tandem. What does that mean? When the Dow Jones goes up or down, okay, it has a vice versa relationship with the US dollar, meaning the dollar gets stronger when the Dow Jones goes down. And that's exactly what's happening right now. So we're trading close to that supportive level, about 100 pips away from it. We could still hit it. Now, jumping into the GBP USD, also trading lower versus US dollar, broke that 125-ish level, which is a very important level, but still more buoyant than the euro. Now, if we jump into the Japanese yen, and this is really, it makes a big difference, 154 new all-time record lows for the Japanese yen as that continues to happen. Now, looking at the Canadian dollar, going into today's CPI. So we're at the top of the range, okay? This is really important because this is a triple top, maybe possibly a quadruple top. But if we do break above that 138.99, that's a very important number just that you need to know about it. Okay, so keep that in mind going into today's session. Now, jumping into commodities, gold rebounds back to that 2377-ish level. Now, we're off about 40 points, 30 points away from our all-time record high. So not that big of a deal as we look at this. I mean, looking at a weekly chart, just give us perspective. We're off just very little by our all-time record highs. So keep that in mind. Now, looking at crude oil, not doing much, 85.72, despite the fact that we have a war going on between Iran and Israel and all that happened over the weekend. Oil is unchanged, okay? This is unnatural, okay? Really unnatural. I guess the markets are just keeping it stable in the current environment that we're in. Now, I would have expected it to just either skyrocket or do something, but sure enough, it kind of tapered off. Now, looking at the Dow Jones, this is what we call a major sell-off. Okay, now we're hitting supportish level at this 37,700-ish level. Okay, so just keep that in mind. This may be a pivot point for us to bounce off as we're going into corporate earnings from the major companies that have propelled us higher. Now, looking at the NASDAQ, also caught the fever of the Dow Jones. Initially, the NASDAQ was holding itself up, okay? Didn't sell lower, and finally did take hit. Now, what got hit the worst? Tesla got hit the worst. I mean, if we look at a 1-hour chart, you can see it a little bit clearer, but we're on that supportish level, okay? At 161, that's a very important level because if we look at a weekly chart, you can't see it so well, but we've hit this level once before, and this is really like a triple bottom for it. Now, if we do breach further lower, that's going to mean that we may see ourselves back in that 90, back in the low 100-ish level. Now, jumping into the other major stocks, okay, all of them really sold off. Okay, if we look at Nvidia, did sell off as well. Okay, there we go. That's Nvidia at 857, so it did sell off. If you look at the major techs, then, you know, Amazon sold off, and Google sold off. I mean, it was almost across the board. That's what I'm trying to draw here. Okay, so there's nothing that's jumping out of me and saying, okay, this is going to be lower or this is going to be a little bit weaker. We're trading in tandem. The markets are trading together. So Fed Chairman speaking today will be an important event later today, so keep that in mind. Also, JP Morgan, this was one that I mentioned to you yesterday. There was a big gap down and a sell-off. So this is really important because if it doesn't fill the gap, we're going to see it further sell off. And this is really a very important point for the U.S. markets right now as we're going into elections. Okay, I mean, starting from March, okay, April, March, now,
Okay, we're going from May until November. We're only 6 months away from November. So keep that in mind. And that's when election is going to be for the next president of the United States. Now, lastly, looking at Bitcoin, also selling off to a supportive level at 62,000. It's got to hold this level for it to bounce. So these are really important levels almost across the board that we're seeing things on support. And if they do breach it, we're going to make new lows. This is Fed Razak. I want to wish you guys a great trading day. Thank you.